Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 24th day of April, Anno Domini 2021, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 7 minutes after the hour, we are going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes, don't get the blues. Here comes the news. But before we get to the news, let me just remind everyone that this is our third week of the Spring Pledge Drive. We only come to you twice a year to ask you to help keep this show and this station on the air. Look, you get the idea. We have been talking about this for a long time. And the fact is that we are, when we say member supported, we ain't kidding. We don't get federal funds. We don't get state funds. We don't get local funds. We get your funds. We get funds from members. If you don't want this show on the air, don't pledge. If you do want this show on the air, pledge. It really comes down to that. So make the call and make the pledge. You can call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. You'll talk to Michael, who is a lovely human being and a credit to the entire Jazz 90.1 staff. But if you don't want to talk to a human being, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And we will read the news while you make that call and make that pledge. Apple had their annual event this week. They called it Spring Loaded this time. So I was hoping for iPhones that shot knives out. But no such luck. But it was pretty good anyway.
The iPhone event is September.
Yeah, okay, good. But so it'll be fall loaded, and yeah. But that doesn't make sense. Then the knife just falls out. Here's a quick look at the stuff they introduced. Apple Card now lets you share it with anyone in your family over the age of 13. No way that could go wrong.
With parental controls.
Yeah. A redesigned podcast app lets you pay for podcast subscriptions. That'll be popular, particularly since Spotify just said that they're letting people subscribe to podcasts for free. The iPhone now comes in purple.
Lavender.
He said purple.
Yeah, but I call it lavender.
You call it lavender. They call it purple. I'll call it lilac. Everybody loses.
Lilac.
There's a new tracking device called AirTag. A key ring to attach it to something is, of course, extra. Apple TV 4K has a redesigned remote, and you can calibrate the picture with your iPhone. iMacs now use Apple's M1 chip, and they come in colors again. The same old boring silver, but also green, yellow, pink, orange, blue, and, of course, purple. So you can match it to your iPhone.
They're pastel colors. I don't like any of them.
Yeah. $1,300. They're pastel, and then the bases are more pastel.
Well, the base and the back are sort of brighter versions of the pastel fronts, and then they have a white border instead of a black border.
Right, $1,300 gets you an 8-core CPU and a 7-core GPU. An extra $200 gets you another GPU core. Both models come with a 256 GB SSD, only 256 GB, and two Thunderbolt ports. The $1,500 model adds two USB 3 ports. That's right. No USB on the less costly version. The iPad Pro is going to use the M1 chip too, but oddly it doesn't seem to have a purple option. That's a missed opportunity, Apple. Oddly, the iPad Pro will have up to 2 TB of storage, which is 8 times as much as you'll get in the new iMacs. That just is weird.
Well, standard. You can. We don't know what you can upgrade the iMacs to yet. They haven't announced it.
But can you upgrade the iMacs?
You can pre-order them upgraded, like the iPad. You order it with what you want. You can't add
but
it
But not
later.
After you buy it.
Right.
Right. I, for one, applaud Apple for going back to multiple colors on their devices. I think we're all pretty bored with black or silver as our only two options. Although HP's Chromebooks often come in colors, and I really liked mine. So our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that is Bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is what new Apple device are you most excited about? Your choices are AirTag, Apple Card, Apple TV 4K, IMAX, iPad Pro, iPhone, podcast app, meh, and other. So far we have 18 votes. 17 of you said meh.
Yeah.
One person is excited about the iPhone. Nobody's excited about anything else. But I know you'll have more to say about this because, really, I know you people. So head on over to soundbites.org. That's Bites with a Y. Francis would like us to remind you. Scroll down on the left under Fascinating Stuff. You'll see the forums. The second forum down is the poll discussion. Currently, at least, the number one item under poll discussion is 24 April 21. What new Apple device are you most excited about? So far, I think nobody's posted so far. Right. So head on over to there and make the post. And, of course, then you can give us a call and make your pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. And if you don't want to talk to us, you can always pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
See, that's what I've been saying, though. Just that story right there proves it. There are not a lot of great things that they can do with the phones.
Right.
Color?
Well, that's a problem kind of everybody has right now. What's innovative? Right now, nothing. Everything is evolutionary.
They just keep missing my idea.
Well, yes, but even that would only be evolutionary. A bigger battery. That would be evolutionary.
True.
So everything right now is evolutionary, not revolutionary.
Yeah.
And you know, how often does lightning strike? The iPhone, the iPod. You know, everything else is a derivation of
true.
Those. And yeah. So, and I get it. I do get it. I'm not denigrating Apple in any way. I'm just saying, how often does lightning strike? And so, everybody watches these events breathlessly for the next big thing. And I can see online, a lot of people are just simply disappointed.
They go, ooh.
Yeah, they didn't get, flying cars or I don't know what it would be, jetpacks. Jet belt.
Some other great thing that, they can't live without.
Right. And I'm not denigrating Apple.
No, it's everybody. This is everybody. Across the lines, whether it's both Android, the Pixel phones, or, Macs, Unix.
Right. I mean, you get more or fewer cameras. You get more or less memory. You get, big deal. Okay.
On and on and on, but nothing innovated.
Right.
We've had people call us and say, I have to have an orange one. I have to have a green one. Yeah.
Well, and that's the big thing that other companies are missing. Google did it with a couple of colors for the Pixel phone and the old Nexus phones. But the fact is that Apple people are way more fanatic, or perhaps crazy is a better term. About
passionate.
Things like that. Passionate, thank you. I knew there was
more,
a word.
They're more passionate.
More passionate about things
that
like color.
They'll stand in line starting at midnight.
I know.
And the store doesn't open until 8 o'clock the next morning.
There's a lot more R&D work involved in getting colors to work right. The manufacturing costs are higher. And in a PC and Android market where price is most often the driving factor, they just don't want to add to that expense.
Apple has never been afraid to raise their price.
Yeah.
And historically, they get what they ask for.
There's a neat thing they have on the headphone jack. It has a headphone jack. Yay!
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but they're touting that the computer is only 11 millimeters thin. But the standard 1/8-inch headphone jack is 14 millimeters long. So they couldn't put it on the back. It's on the side.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think it's better on the side anyway.
Yeah.
But at least there is one. And the other thing, too, the base model doesn't have Ethernet. So you'd use a USB to Ethernet adapter if you wanted to.
Right.
But on the two higher models so far, the Ethernet port is in the power brick. So because the computer's 11 millimeters thin, there's no power supply in the computer. There's a brick, which then goes on the floor where your power is plugged in, and your Ethernet plugs into the brick, because your Ethernet jack is probably on the floor too. So that's kind of a neat. And then the whole thing magnetically plugs into the Mac. So now there's fewer cords into your Mac. So theoretically, your mouse and keyboard are wireless. Your network is wireless. So you only have this one color accented, color matched cord too.
Right.
So as a store, there's 7 colors, currently 3 configurations. So that's 21 models we have to stock. And 2 of each, you know, one to show, one to go. So I don't know. We might stock probably the silver one is the least offensive. Is that the right
word?
Right. But, yeah, it's going to be hard to know which ones to stock.
Well, and that's part of the problem, isn't
yeah.
it? What people want to do is walk into a store and see everything.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not happening. But I am surprised that Apple did not come out with iPhones in the same set of colors and iPads in the same set of colors.
It's similar to the iPad Air colors.
Right.
The iPad Pro, it's a Pro machine, so that's still only in black and white. And the iMac, they just replaced the 21-inch with a 24-inch. There's right. still a 27-inch that we're expecting maybe in the June timeframe will get its upgrade.
Right.
And it may not have as many colors because that's a little more geared toward the Pro. And the 12.9 iPad Pro with the 2 terabyte drive, max everything out, is $2,500.
Yeah.
So it's a computer.
Oh, wait. Did you add the keyboard? So you essentially end up with an iMac MacBook.
You use
MacBook.
The leftover keyboard you have from your other.
It doesn't
but
work.
If you want to, any Bluetooth keyboard will work.
That's true.
The old smart keyboard won't work. You need a new smart keyboard, so add another $300 for that. So it's a high-end tablet. We used to complain that the Wacom tablets were, you know, $1,500 for the 10-inch model.
Right.
Yeah, really? And so the overlap between tablets and computers is dropping. It's, you know, the high end of the laptop line is overlapping the low end of the tablet, and the high end of the tablet line is now overlapping the desktop line.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. I can see the use case, but most people don't have that use case.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I know a number of people who've bought very high end tablets, and they bought the keyboard for them, mm-hmm. and they just sit them on their desk. Why did you spend that extra money? You never, ever carry it around anywhere, ever. I don't get that. Yeah. I don't get it. But, okay, it's your money. Do what you want with it.
Well, they were probably trying to think ahead and didn't really think ahead.
Like,
you know,
whether
they were actually going to do it, they just thought, oh, well, that'd be handy.
Yeah.
Not thinking of, would I really use that?
It's like J.G. Wentworth says, it's your money. Waste it how you want.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, too, is when you go into a store to buy things, there's very few desktops being shown anymore.
Right.
Oh, there's
it's all laptops
none.
And tablets.
Yeah, none. You go into most major stores.
Even though you get more power and a bigger screen out of a desktop.
For the same amount of money.
Same price as a laptop.
And you can upgrade a desktop.
A lot easier than a desktop.
A lot of them you can't anymore. Go ahead, upgrade this. Upgrade an iPad.
We've been inside some desktops, you know, name brand ones even.
Yeah.
And inside the giant case is a laptop motherboard. With nothing upgradable on it.
Yep.
Because they're already
mm-hmm.
making that same motherboard for the laptop. We'll just put it in a case so you can put more drives on it if you want.
And that's the thing. And even a lot of the box stores, you go to order, you see a desktop unit there. It's stripped down. No CD-ROM drive anymore. That's something that's gone by the wayside. You know, they will have enough memory in it, but you can upgrade the memory, but... You know, they're all coming with usually a decent video card, at least a terabyte hard drive, and USB ports.
The big paradigm shift with the M1 processor is the unified architecture, that the RAM and the storage are built into the chip, so it's blindingly fast. And what a lot of the early reviewers are saying is that the 8-gig model... Is almost equivalent to a 16 gig later, a previous model, because it doesn't have that memory bandwidth bus that it has to go through. It's directly on the chip. So it can access memory instantly. It can access storage instantly.
Yep.
And so
And with the SSD hard drives, though.
Right. But the Mac doesn't have an SSD drive. It's storage built into the CPU chip. It's all one unified chip.
So it makes it easier, less moving parts.
Yep.
That's the name of the game. Less moving parts means faster speeds.
Yep.
Yep. And less stuff that they have to make fixable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You know, if they can solder everything with a robot and just leave it there,
mm-hmm.
that's fewer people they have to hire to do anything.
Service mounts.
It makes repairs easier but more expensive. So if anything breaks, that one board is replaced.
Right.
But that one board is expensive.
Yeah.
Right. HP has always had a couple of colors, purple, and they had a nice light green. I had a Chromebook in a light green. That was very nice.
Mm.
But most everybody is just boring black and silver, as if that
color counts.
At least they're not beige anymore.
At least they're not beige.
I think
it
was the first colored iMacs in 98, really. That was the first time color came out. That started moving the PC world away from beige.
Yep. And now it's all silver.
Yeah.
The thing I like about silver over black is that even on black laptops, they print everything in black.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just a little raised thing you can't see
mm-hmm.
unless you're in very bright light. At least with this,
yeah.
you know, I can see the little black outlines of you know, what type of port this is and et cetera.
On the black control panel, the black light lights up black to let you know you've done it?
Yeah. All right, to the phones. Our first caller is Skip from West Henrietta, New York. Hiya, Skip. What's up?
Hello there. I'm confused listening to your website and you. I'm different, but anyway. Got two questions, so I'll try to talk fast here. First, I've got a program called Atmosphere Light, L-I-T-E, background sounds that I'd like to play up in my bedroom for background noise, cover up the CPAP noise and everything else. It was written on XP. They upgraded it to Windows 7, runs fine on my main computer here. I'm getting a new computer very soon, Windows 10 probably. And I don't know if it'll work on 10, but I've heard that it under compatibility mode it might. But if I take it upstairs, I'd like to put it on something little, like a Raspberry Pi. I heard Raspberry Pi, you can get some flavor of Windows. I don't know what flavor of Windows or how you do that. But have you got a comment on whether that might work?
Yes.
Windows ARM.
Well, no, that doesn't mean that program will work.
Oh,
but it might be easier to find a new program.
Yeah. Here's the thing. There is a version of Windows 10 for the Raspberry Pi.
Yeah.
The Raspberry Pi, however, is not an Intel processor. There are many programs that do not work right.
And they just fixed the audio on it, too, finally.
Right. On Windows 10. Is it S? Not S. What's the number? R? No. I don't remember. But it does. You can run it, but, I mean, you can run Windows 10, but I will not promise that any individual program will work with it because of that whole issue of the fact that it's not an Intel chip.
Yeah.
It's an ARM processor.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen a lot of other small programs and hardware things that'll make all these noises, but this Atmosphere Light is the best one I've seen for all kinds of different noises. Okay, second question. I've got a data file, 30 pages of data that works fine, except the page numbers. I've got page numbers at the top and some more page numbers in the footer because I'm using it on a clipboard. But like I've got up at the top, I just have a title and that says page one of number of pages.
Right.
And right now, I can't get the number of pages to work. It just says, you know, page 30 of one. And I can't find any way to diagnose problems. I can find
what?
All kinds of stuff.
What kind of data file is this?
And what program are you using to edit the file?
Years ago, it was written in WordPerfect, and I switched it over to Word and got it, and it worked for years just fine in there. You know, I update it regularly, but and then I tried it last night back into WordPerfect, and both of them are mucked up in the pages. But the thing that's funny, I've got like 16 sections in this file, and you go down the footers, in each section,
yeah,
I got the labels working right. I've got the number of pages in the section working right, but the actual page number in the sections doesn't work.
Does it always say one, or is it the number of pages in that section?
Down in the sections, is just all kinds of random numbers.
I doubt they're random. I suspect they're the number of pages in that section.
Well, they're not the number of pages. I mean, they're, you know, like up in the thousands is some of the numbers.
Well, that's interesting.
But
I would guess it's the the symbol that it uses for total number of pages between the conversions between the programs. WordPerfect and Word probably use different symbols. It might have both the symbols in there, and it doesn't know how to interpret them.
Yeah, right. Well, if you look down at the bottom of WordPerfect, you've got all the little commands, whatever you call them.
Yeah.
And I can see there's some duplications and extra stuff, but I can't find any information how to diagnose this, how to fix it.
Well, the easiest way to fix it is to delete that number, go to the header itself.
Or footer, whichever one
you're talking about. Go into the header, and you should see that page one of something. And then you can... It works just like anything else. You can backspace it, delete it out, and then once it's gone, have the cursor where you want your number to be, then go to Insert Page Numbering. I think you then have to select Current Position and then pick your style.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it in Word. But yeah, it's, the deleting what's there and adding back the correct symbology.
I've tried that, and I can't get that to work. It just doesn't work for me, at least. And I look down in the footer; it says, total number of pages. Then there's a parenthesis, and then a 1,1,33 or something in there. I don't know what those little numbers mean, but I think
try backing them out, deleting them, and adding the correct.
It comes back in wrong again. I've tried dividing the sections correctly and all the labels work right now. I've tried going to page one in a section or in the beginning. That doesn't seem to work. And I'm using my PC is a desktop Windows 7 with Chrome and whatever, which might not be helping me, but
I'm seeing that in Word there's insert page numbers, there is a page X of Y, and you use that symbol.
Alright, Skip, stay on the line. We got to take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
And okay. Skip, if you would please turn off your radio or turn down the sound we're hearing in the background, please.
We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Meenick, Francesco, and you. 29 minutes after the hour. Soundbites, member supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest running computer show. Back to more soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 35 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites, and we still have Skip from West Henrietta on the line.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm looking at my file now here and looking on the top of page 5, which is in the second, third section, whatever. And I got the list name and page. Then there's a little box down at the bottom here that says page number display level 1,5, and this is page 5, so that puts the 5 on the screen, which is fine. And then I got put the word of, and then it says total pages displayed level 1, comma.
You don't want total. Do you want the total pages displayed or the total number of pages?
Total. I want the number of the total number of pages.
Okay, so if it's a 30-page document, you want everything to say page something of 30.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you do is, in that space where you've got all those 1,5s and all of that stuff, you do this at the top of the document first.
Yeah, well, I've got this here, and it says...
No, you want to be at the top of the document and put your cursor right on that thing and delete it.
Right, in the header or footer. You have to open the header or footer section first. You can't be just in the document view. And then you delete what's there. And you go to insert page number, and there's a completely different option to insert page X of Y.
Right. You may have to scroll down to find it.
You don't insert the current page number and then the total page number separately. It's one
command
code, page X of Y.
I did that, and it's got it, but the total pages display says level 1, 1.
That is not the same spot. That is not the thing we're telling you to insert.
Okay.
That's a whole different thing. So what you do is you go to insert page number, then you select current position, assuming you've already got your cursor in the header or footer where it belongs. Then you scroll down, and it's a ways down. You will see page X of Y.
And then
there are multiple formats of page X and Y. Either you pick something different or you pick the wrong format. You have to pick the correct format of page X of Y in order to get what you want.
Yeah.
Because there are many choices.
And it's in the ribbon under header and footer.
Right.
And I've posted a link on how to do it. And of course, it's different in Windows, Mac, and web versions of Word.
Right.
Okay. Well, I can play around some more. I guess I'm looking at WordPerfect at the moment here, but...
Yeah, no. We're
telling the instructions for Word.
Yeah, okay.
Is it Word or WordPerfect?
Both of them have the same problem.
But which one do you want? Codes.
If you are constantly moving back and forth from one to the other, you will screw it up every time because they use different sets of codes.
Yeah.
So you need to pick one.
And stick with it.
Fix it for that one and stick with that one.
Yeah. Only reason I moved it over to the WordPerfect is because it's got the commands thing down at the bottom you can see. So anyway... I thank you for your time, I guess, here.
Yep. Well, obviously you don't believe us, and you're not going to try it, and I am sorry. Okay, thanks anyway. Bye-bye.
Yeah, the codes are different between different programs, and you have to do it differently in each program.
Right. I hear what he's saying, and I know what that code is, and that's not the code he wants. It's that simple. It is that simple. All right, back to the phones. Our next caller is Dan from Webster, New York. Hiya, Dan. What's up?
Hey there, Nick. I've got a Mac question for you.
Okay. Not for me.
Okay. Yeah, I've got an older MacBook Air. It's from early 2014, and the display at the very bottom, it's gray, and it looks like half of a sine wave. Going all the way across the bottom. Any ideas?
The LCD has failed.
Okay.
Or failing. You said it was MacBook Air?
MacBook Air.
Yeah, because there were some MacBook Pros that had a repair extension for bad screens.
Okay, so basically this thing is shortly going to be dead.
Eventually, I would guess that area would grow to encompass the rest of the screen. So you plug an external monitor in it and use it as a portable desktop, or you replace the display assembly.
It is 7 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point. It's not really worth putting that money into repairing it.
Right.
Okay, that was the answer I needed.
Sorry about that.
There you go, sorry.
No problem. Thanks very much. Yeah,
thanks.
Bye-bye.
We have a couple people to thank. I want to thank Charles and I want to thank Michael for their generous donations. Thank you so much, both of you, for becoming members of the Soundbites and Jazz 90.1 families. And yes, we are in the middle of a pledge drive. This is week 3. We'd like to end this pledge drive.
We're getting close.
Really like to end this pledge drive, but we cannot do it without your help.
And the polka guys are beating us.
And the polka guys are beating. They're thrashing us. They're not just beating us. They're thrashing us like a rented mule. We need you people to make that call and make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. You'll talk to Michael, who will be happy to take your pledge. If you don't want to talk to Michael, although he's a wonderful human being, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. No matter which way you do it, it takes just a couple of minutes of your time. It helps keep this show and this station on the air, and what could be better than that?
How often do you rent mules to thrash?
Not so much anymore. That's why they're doing it to us.
Yeah, animal cruelty. They don't care about us.
Yeah, right.
Was it here we were talking about the mail train post office?
No.
Or somewhere else? Apparently, there's a town at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, well, a native village, and the only way to deliver mail is by mule train.
Yeah.
So it's there is still a mule train postal route running in America.
Isn't that where the 20 mule team
Borax
got its start? Was from out there. The you know, the mules would sit there and carry the supplies and everything else and the mail and food and
they
everything
mule
else.
Mule trains.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That
we don't.
That came out of Death Valley.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of them died. But those are the muleteers. That's the Teamsters, the original Teamsters.
Yep. It was a team of mules or ox.
Yep. And that's where the phrase swear like a mule driver comes from. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff that we don't know the etymology of, and we really should because a lot of it is fun. All right, brace yourselves. Still smarting from last month's dump of phone numbers belonging to 500 million users, Facebook has a new privacy crisis to contend with, a tool that on a massive scale links Facebook accounts with their associated email addresses, even when users choose settings to keep them from being public. How special. A video circulating on Tuesday showed a researcher demonstrating a tool named Facebook Email Search version 1.0, which he said could link Facebook accounts to as many as 5 million email addresses per day. The researcher, who said he went public after Facebook said it didn't think the weakness he found was important enough to fix, fed the tool a list of 65,000 email addresses and watched what happened next. As you can see from the output log here, I'm getting a significant amount of results from them, the researcher said, as the video showed the tool crunching the address list. I've spent maybe $10 to buy 200-odd Facebook accounts, and within 3 minutes, I managed to do this for 6,000 accounts.
Whoa.
One finds another, finds another. In a statement, Facebook said, it appears that we erroneously closed out this bug bounty report before routing it to the appropriate team.
That was erroneous.
Erroneous. We appreciate the... I think he was a Roman general, lost a battle. We appreciate the researcher sharing the information and are taking initial actions to mitigate this issue while we follow up to better understand their findings. Let me translate that. We threw this nonsense in the trash until somebody brought it to the public's attention. Bless you, my son. We're all allergic to that kind of horse manure.
Yeah.
A Facebook representative didn't respond to a question asking if the company told the researcher it didn't consider the vulnerability important enough to warrant a fix. The representative said Facebook's engineers believed they had mitigated the leak by disabling the technique shown in the video. Facebook has been under fire not just for providing the means for these massive collections of data, but also the way it actively tries to promote the idea they pose minimal harm to Facebook users. An email Facebook inadvertently sent to a reporter at the Dutch publication Data News instructed public relations people to frame this as a broad industry issue and normalize the fact that this activity happens regularly. Facebook has also made the distinction between scraping and hacks or breaches. It's not clear yet if anyone actively exploited this bug to build a massive database, but it certainly wouldn't be surprising. So, do you still think Facebook is a good place to be? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299, toll free, 1-800-790-0415.
One thing I will say, folks, if you're trying to call in with your pledges, please be patient. I've had a couple folks call in. Michael is busy taking a pledge, so, you know, if the phone is busy, please hang on. You know, he's only one person, and we're trying to do the show.
You can pledge online at jazz901.org. That works as well.
Yeah. It's safe. It's secure. We do not reuse your data other than
sell it to anybody or any of that nonsense.
The worst thing you're going to do is get an email or maybe a letter back from the station saying thank you very much for your...
You get a thank you and a reminder if you'd like to renew.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah, that's...
I had somebody ask me why they hadn't got their thank you letter yet. Well, because you pledged like a couple of days ago, and the drive isn't over yet. I'm sure they're busy.
Yeah,
still taking pledges.
You'll get it. Yeah,
you'll get it. You will get it. You will get a thank you. You will get
It all takes time.
I haven't
gotten
my thank you yet, so I suspect that they'll be there.
I got this nice letter from Soundbite, signed by all three of them.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
They must like you.
Yeah. Oh, I do have to stage a protest. The 20 mule team was 18 mules and 2 horses.
That's true.
They lied.
That's right.
I guess 20 mule team sounds better than 18 mule team with 2 horses.
The horses were leading because the horses know where to go.
Yeah, they do, because the mules
ain't
follow.
That bright.
Yeah. No, they'll just follow.
Right. Right.
So that makes perfect sense.
And I don't know if the 20 mule team picture shows 2 horses. That's an excellent question.
The one on Wikipedia does.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Do you remember a Borax?
I do.
Yeah, my grandmother used to use it all the time for laundry and everything else.
And they sponsored Death Valley Days.
Yep.
Which was narrated by Ronald Reagan for a while.
Yeah.
Cliff Robertson, I think, did. I don't remember who exactly, but yeah. And don't forget, we are in the midst of a pledge drive. You can make a pledge, make a donation, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. You'll talk to Michael, but he is only one person. So please be patient if the phone just keeps ringing. He is taking pledges, and we are delighted to know that. But if you want to get through very quickly, you can do that at jazz901.org. Click the big blue donate now button.
Don't kick the button.
Don't kick the button. Click the button, and you can donate quickly and easily. It takes less than 2 minutes. And don't forget, you can give at any one of multiple levels, or make up your own level, or be a Jazz-O-Matic member. That's the coolest thing. You make a decision one way or the other as to how much it's going to be. It's got to be a minimum of $10 a month, and for how many months that will be. So let's say you wanted to give $10 a month for a year. That's $120. You're now a $120 member, and you can do the gifts at that level. And then every month we take that $10 out of your account, with your permission, of course. And it's painless, and it's a small bite every month rather than a big bite all at once. And it everybody wins. And if you do that, you will join in any amount at any level. If you become a member, you will join Dolores, who was kind enough to renew her membership. Thank you, Dolores. And you can do the same, and it's easy enough to do. Just make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And let me remind everybody that tomorrow night at 9 p.m., we will be hosting the Soundbites Lounge at Mastermind Lounge. If you go to soundbites.org/lounge at 9 o'clock tomorrow night Eastern Time, you will see a link to the hour-long chat. You can ask your computer questions. If there are no computer questions, we'll probably talk about movies and television. And if you come in and ask your questions or listen to us bloviate about movies or entertainment in general. And we'll be happy to take your questions there as well. It's a video chat, so there you will be socially distanced by at least feet, if not miles.
Yeah, really.
From everybody else, so no need to wear a mask at that point, but stay safe otherwise, wherever you go, whatever you do, stay safe, stay healthy. That's what we like.
Yeah, that's about all we can do right now. I mean, things are slowly coming around, and it's looking very good for perhaps the latter part of the summer and getting into the fall. I mean, they're already talking about the kids going back to school full time probably by fall. And, you know, somewhat of normalcy is slowly coming about. I mean, one of the restaurants that Sandy and I like to go to finally opened. Friday night was the one and only night that they opened, and it was the grand opening because... But even there, you got to do the every other table.
Right, sure. We still have to do those things.
Yeah.
Speaking of going out to eat, one of the prizes...
Segway good.
It's good segue. Very good segue. Is the Jazz 90.1 membership card. And that card entitles you to so many cool things. It's money off on food, on lodging, on all kinds of other
wineries,
places, winery trips, and just all kinds of amazing stuff. And the reality is that if you do any kind of stuff like that at all with any sort of regularity, and I know we didn't for the last year, but things are starting to open up again.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that sort of thing with any sort of regularity, you will more than pay for your membership in money saved going out to eat. It is amazing the number of places that you can go and the amount of money that you can save.
And the list is constantly changing, too.
Yeah, currently more than 200 businesses are on the list.
Yep.
Which you can look up when you're going somewhere. You can also get member cards for other cities. And if you happen to be, when we start traveling again.
Right. Yeah. When my daughter lived in Arizona, I sent her a card. She called up the people and said, I'm in Arizona. I have a card for New York. What do I do? They said, we send you a new card. They did.
Yep. Yeah.
And she was good to go. So it really is easy. It really is simple.
It's a tax deduction, and you're still making money by going out to dinner and that type of stuff.
It is quite literally win, win, win. We win. You win on your taxes. You win saving money.
Actually, they make out better. Because for the amount of money that, you know, you get it for the tax deduction, and then you take that card and you go out to a lot of those places, probably you're going to save more money than you spent into the donation.
That's right.
There are several lawn and garden companies on the list as we're getting into springtime. But this is spring, right? I was confused by the snow.
Yeah, this snow is
that
spring.
Was a nasty trick.
Get your lawn worked on, get your spring flowers. So it's not just restaurants, but there's also the home and garden places, you know, travel coupons, arts and attractions, all sorts of companies and businesses that show their support to Jazz 90.1 and give members their offers.
Mm-hmm. Right. You can even sign up for benefit alerts.
Yep.
So you can put your email in and get an alert when a new place comes online.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, you know, again, haven't done it in the last year, but before that, my wife and I would sit around and say, where you want to go? And we'd look at the
list. The card out, yeah. Pull the card out and see where you want to
go. Or go on the website and look at the list and think, okay, that makes sense.
The one place that I was sorry to see leave go out of business was Aja Noodle.
Yeah.
There was two locations, and I loved going there for the pad thai and that.
There's one by us that we went to quite frequently.
Yeah, I mean, but we save a lot. I mean, we'd go out to the various places, like you say, and go and, you know, the lesser meal comes off.
Right.
And you're saving 15, 20 bucks. You know, how can you go wrong on that? You gave a donation, which, you know, you can, like you've said before, feel smug about being a member. So when you call in with a question and all that, there's no guilt there. And now we're giving you the benefit of going out for dinner. And with no guilt, show the card and get money back.
Holy crow, that's a long list.
Yep.
Holy crow. Sports? There's skate parks and stuff? Car rentals? Vineyards, Shalott Genesee Lighthouse, very cool place. Sport fishing, wow. And there's just amazing stuff on here. Seriously, go to jazz901.org and check out under the menu choice. It's coming up here. I'm going to get to it in a second.
Member card.
Right, under support, Jazz 901, you can see Jazz 90.1 member card. And it's easy enough to see what's there. We'd like to thank Marianne for her generous donation. Thank you, Marianne. Calls are coming in. Pledges are coming in. You need to be part of this. You really need to be part of this. It's easy enough to do. You can simply make the call if you want to talk to Michael. He's a great human being, and you'll have fun talking to him. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Now you got me doing it. Click the big blue donate now button, and you will be able to donate. So thank you, Charles and Michael and Dolores and Marianne, for your generous donations. We are honored and pleased that you have become members. It takes less than a couple of minutes, and you get a whole year's worth of enjoyment out of it. I don't know where you go wrong with that.
Nope.
You absolutely do not. And look, you've been sitting around on your posterior for a year listening to us on the radio. It's worth a few bucks to keep us on the air and to keep you listening. It's easy enough to do. And I know everybody hates pledge drives. Everybody hates pledge drives. But rather than feeling anxious or upset or angry that we're begging, how about you feel smug that you're one of the elite? You're one of the proud, the few, the members. Donate now, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org, like Jim did. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate your membership. We appreciate your support. So you folks, this is real easy. Join Charles and Michael and Dolores and Marianne and Jim and become a member. We appreciate each and every one of you, and we appreciate your membership. We appreciate your pledge. We appreciate your commitment to this show. We appreciate how much you enjoy us every week. And all we ask you to do is to become a member of the station once a year. That's all you have to do. It's a real easy thing to do. And make that call. You've got a couple of minutes. We're going to take a slightly longer break because the first hour of this show is now over. But there's a whole nother hour of this stuff coming along. So, or some other S word of this stuff coming along. And so you should be listening for the next hour. But before you listen, you've got a few minutes to make that call and make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. We'll be back with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 59 minutes after the hour. You are listening to the longest running computer show in the known universe. That's Soundbites, right here on the Truly Great. And truly grateful to you, because it's because of you that we continue to be on the air, because this is solely member-supported Jazz 90.1. See you in a few minutes.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece, Rochester.
A public service of the Greece Central School District.
Jazz 90.1.
On Instagram at WGMC Jazz 901.
Welcome back to America's longest running computer show, Soundbites, on member supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And it's 6 minutes after the hour. We're hurtling headlong into the second hour of the longest running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites, right here on member supported Jazz 90.1. So far, we've got 38 votes in the poll. And not shockingly, is ahead at 30.
Yeah.
But we'd love to have you vote in the poll. We'd love to have you put your comments in at in the forum, but most of all, we'd like you to become a member of the station. So it's easy to do. We are in the third week of our pledge drive, and we'd like it to be over even more than you would, but we can't do that until we reach our goal. So we will be here until we reach our goal. So it doesn't help you to wait. Make the call. Make the pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. If you don't want to talk to Michael, who's waiting patiently for your call, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Click the big blue donate now button and make your pledge. It takes less than a couple of minutes. It's completely secure, easy to do, and you're in. And you can join Charles and Michael and Dolores and Marianne and Jim and our newest members, Zachary and Richard, who have just become members. We are honored, delighted, and thrilled that they have done so, and we are very pleased to have them as members. And remember, those of you listening to the podcast, doggone it.
Annie up.
The many, 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 many of you, the many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you who listen to the podcast all over the world, we are honored to have you listen to us and join in the merriment, but we would love it if you would become members. It's very easy to do. It's very quick. You can do it securely online at jazz901.org from anywhere in the world. No amount too small, and believe me, no amount too large. We are happy to take your donation, jazz901.org. I would love to see more people from out of the states, really. We have a number of people all over the United States who are members, and very few of our foreign listeners. And like I said, there are so many hundreds of you. We would be very delighted if you would become members and join us as members to make sure that this show stays on the air. We've certainly been on the air for an awfully long time.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we've been on the air for 31 years, 7 months, and 21 days. And hey, guess what?
Hey.
The Security Tango has been up for exactly 17 years today.
Nice.
17 years it's been a website, which means we've been doing the tango for at least 20 years, if not a couple of more.
And we're coming up on 1,000 podcasts in the directory.
Yep.
We're at 998, I think it is.
Yeah, somewhere along there. And then this one will be up in a couple of days. Steve gets them up as soon as he possibly can, barring, you know, life.
Yeah, I was going to say a life.
But generally speaking, you know, we do all of that stuff as volunteers. We provide, and I provide the space for the podcast. I provide that. So we provide the podcasts. We're here every week with the show. We do the Sunday Night Lounge. And we do all of that, and all we ask in return. And we answer your questions at Wegmans and the movie theaters.
Any place and every place.
Pretty much everywhere.
Yep.
And all we ask in return is that you become a member. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Coincidentally, those are the same numbers you would call to ask us a question. But if you want to pledge securely online, you can do it at jazz901.org. Click on the big blue contact button, or a big blue donate now button, and you will be 2 minutes away from becoming a member of Jazz 90.1.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, so that was one thing they added, Apple added in the podcast app, was a subscription version. Many podcasts now are doing Patreon and other services to get ad-free versions of their podcasts.
Right.
Because most podcasts are free, but there's ads in the middle of them because it's got to get paid somehow.
Right.
And you know, so I'm a patron of the arts. In addition to this station, I support a rocket show and the Rocketry Show podcast and escape artists who do escape pod science fiction. Show short stories every week. They have science fiction and fantasy and horror and young adult. And so a lot of podcasts have been doing that to get extra ad-free or bonus content. So now being able to add that right in your podcast app, because we've been a little worried about Spotify and Stitcher and some of the big podcast commercial companies have been buying up a lot of podcasts and making them pay only. Which is great for the podcast producer. You know, if you're Joe Rogan and sign a multi-million dollar deal, that's great. And guarantees them a lot of subscriptions for all his fan base that move over to that platform. But for the average person who runs a podcast that can't afford it, something like that, now being able to charge a couple bucks a month to get an ad-free version can help quite a bit as well.
Yeah. Spotify just announced that they are launching podcast subscriptions. As well, just like Apple is doing, but Apple takes a cut from the creators. That's they take what 30% or something. Spotify takes nothing.
I don't think they've announced yet what they're taking a cut with.
Typically,
but
they
probably,
take 30%. Certainly not.
Although they did change that. If you earn less than $1 million a year, it's 15%.
Okay.
So it's everybody except Spotify and Fortnite. Is the joke, because they're the two that are suing Apple for 30% is too much, we want less.
Right.
When 30%'s been the standard for 15 years.
Been Apple's standard.
Well, and
everybody else matched it.
And before that, companies like Amazon were charging 90%. And so they take 90%, you get 10%. And there was a big uproar from Amazon at the time, threatening to sue Apple because 30% cut is just untenable. We can't run our business like that.
Yeah. And look, we don't do any of that. You know, we are here every week. We are here every single week, and our podcasts are all free. You can download them right from our website. You can subscribe to them right from our website. The Sunday night video chat is free, but what we'd love to have you do is support us, not by becoming a Patreon member or by listening to ads or any of that nonsense, just by becoming a member of the station. Just make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. It takes just a couple of minutes of your time, and when you're done, you're a member. You're a member. Your teeth will be whiter. You'll be more attractive to whichever sex you wish to be more attractive to. You'll be happier, void where prohibited by law. Results not guaranteed. But we would love to have you become a member. Make the call. Make the pledge. Make sure this show and this station stay on the air. There are very, very, very few, less than a double handful of stations, jazz stations left.
Yeah.
And if we go, Soundbites goes. And that's how that works. So please make the call. Make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Somewhere along in this week, when somebody asks me for my phone number, I start going 585-96. No, wait. Because I've said it so many times during the week.
Well, you can turn around and you call that number and pledge. Then I'll answer your question.
Right. Right. But yeah, we do need you to make that call and make that pledge. And not to water down the pitch, but I do want to thank the number of people who have pledged also for Security Tango. There is a donate now button on the Security Tango, and enough people have sent me messages that say, you know, you saved me thousands of dollars. My old machine now runs great and blah, 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 blah. And they have donated there as well to help me keep the site up and running. And I do appreciate that, but that's not what this is about today.
But all of it, you know, the podcast and everything else, that costs money. And last...
Yeah, it does.
Last I knew, at least for my paycheck from here, my bank account's still reading zero.
Yeah, it's still a zero-sum game for
Matter of fact, I think they're starting to charge me interest on nothing in there.
Yeah, exactly. But we aren't looking to get a personal payday out of this. We are looking to stay on the air, and we are looking to keep this station on the air. And the way that happens is you make the call and you make the pledge. Look, we've been doing this for 3 weeks. You know what it's all about, and you know that we're going to be here until we make our goal. We need you to help us make our goal. The sooner we make our goal, the sooner we stop being here for that and start just doing pure, everyday computer question answer. So make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Takes just a couple of minutes, practically painless, unless you've got a very weird keyboard, and you will be the newest or the renewest member of the Jazz 90.1, and particularly the Soundbites family. And while you do that, we will talk to Dennis from Rochester, New York. Hi, Dennis, what's up?
Well, first off, I want to say I'm a longtime Jazzomatic member. So,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's a question for Steve. I have an old iPhone SE, and I want to transfer everything that's on there to the new SE 2020. Is it possible to get every single thing that's on the old iPhone over to the new iPhone?
Yeah, there's a migration assistant, Apple calls it, that when you set up the new phone, it will ask if you want to copy everything from your old phone. It can either go phone to phone, or you can back up the phone either to iCloud or to your computer, and then restore that backup on the new phone.
Okay, now, years ago when I transferred from one, from an older phone to a slightly newer iPhone, I did it through the cloud, iCloud, and it didn't restore everything. So I kind of want to avoid that if I can.
It should have restored everything.
The messages, some of the messages were missing. Some of my notes were missing.
Can he back it do it to both and then kind of verify it?
You have to turn on messages in the cloud and notes in the cloud in order to have your notes and messages be stored in the cloud.
I have it turned on in my iPhone for backup. Is that different than turning it on in the cloud?
Yes.
Okay.
In your Apple ID settings on the phone under iCloud, turn on messages in the cloud and you turn on notes in the cloud as well.
Okay.
So there's a list of things that you sync to the cloud.
Okay, I thought I did that, but maybe last time I didn't. But you were talking about something migration from directly from phone to phone?
Yeah, the migration will do phone to phone or from a backup to the new phone.
Okay, I think I'd want to try the migration. There's not a chance of the information being deleted on both phones during that process.
No, it never touches the data on the old phone. So you get, in the end, you get two phones with exactly the same data on it.
Is that done via Bluetooth, or how is that done?
It's probably Wi-Fi, which would be faster than Bluetooth.
Okay. I think I'm going to go that route because if necessary, I would do the cloud, but I think I'm going to try that then.
Well, what you might, just a suggestion, and I'm not even a Mac person, is I would go ahead and do the phone-to-phone, and then just as we always say, backup, 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 you know, back it up to the cloud and see if that works too, because now you'll have it other spot.
If it doesn't work the one way, you can try it the other way.
Yeah. I mean, it's just extra backup that, you know, if anything's important on there that you want to absolutely make sure that it's there, both.
There is a possibility that if you have an app that has been removed from the store by the developer, that app may not be able to re-download from the cloud. But if you do phone to phone, it will copy that from the old phone to the new phone.
Okay, I'm not so much concerned about apps as I am my notes, my messages, my audio messages, that sort of thing. Phone contacts, too, especially. Any other, and I'm going to find directions somewhere to do phone to phone.
I just posted it on our link, but when you turn the new phone on, it asks if you want to copy the data from the old phone, and you say yes and follow the prompts.
Oh, okay. I haven't done that yet, so. All right, great. Thank you very much.
All right, no problem. It does an interesting thing. It displays a pixelated dot pattern on one phone that you then use the camera on the other phone to verify you're going from the right phone to right phone, just in case there's someone else in the room migrating their phone to their new phone.
Yeah, no, that's the same thing to do.
And it doesn't accidentally grab the wrong person.
That's a good idea. I will tell you this, in terms of backing things up, you know I'm paranoid and I believe you cannot have enough backups.
Yep.
We say it a few times.
Yeah, what I did discover... Two things. First, of course, if you are an Amazon Prime member, you have unlimited photo storage. Two.
But not unlimited video.
Right. Not unlimited video. 5 gigs of video and unlimited phone photo storage.
What I found is when I was syncing my library, when the video filled up, it stopped syncing photos.
Right.
So I had to go back and delete all the videos so it would sync more photos.
Right. But I also discovered that you can back up to both Google Photos and Amazon Photos simultaneously. Yep. And so now I have my photos in three places, on my phone, in the Google Cloud, and in the Amazon Cloud. And now I'm happier.
Google Photos is still free, but they are changing that come July, I think it is.
Yeah. Well, I'm still a Pixel 3 XL user, so it's still free for me.
Any photos you currently have on Google Photos will still be free, but anything new you try to add will then count toward your storage, and you'll have to pay more for storage.
Right. But one thing I have to do is go back into my app. I'm not going to do it right now, but every day it says, here are your memories from this day a year ago. I don't need that. Thank you, bud. No, thank you.
Yeah, going back to
there's always pictures of when we were out doing stuff and having fun. Yeah. Screw you, Google.
Well, no, now we're into the I wasn't having fun then either. Now it's just pictures of a wall.
So Google says they have 4 trillion photos with 28 billion new every week.
Yeah.
And that's why they're going to start charging you.
That's one thing, though, it's going back to what we were talking about, YouTube. You know, you sit there, if you go in there and start watching a YouTube video, you get into it so far, then all of a sudden starts playing an ad or an advertisement.
Yeah.
That's the fastest way to get me to scroll past that one.
Yep. Yeah.
Pre-roll and pre-roll ads are annoying, but the mid-roll ads are really annoying.
Yeah.
And it never looks for a natural pause. It just breaks in the middle of a sentence.
Yeah, and it just, nope. Forget that one, and I go right on. I don't need to know it that much. And that's why I do less and less on Facebook.
Facebook, I never. I've got Facebook fence running, so things can't follow me. And I use a separate browser for Facebook, so it can't put a universal cookie on my machine. So I'm clear there. But I have the same annoyance, frankly, for YouTube. You know, pre-roll stuff and mid-roll stuff.
One question to ask you probably create an issue.
Yes?
Have you gotten it yet?
No. Shut up.
All right. Because guess what they did now?
No.
Remember before there was I was telling you that with the Raspberry Pi.
We're talking about the Raspberry Pi 400.
Yeah. Nick's
which is a Raspberry Pi in a keyboard.
And Nick is still looking for one.
I lust after it. I admit this. I lust in my heart.
But now they have fixed the sound issue. So the sound port on the Raspberry Pi 4, whether you're using ARM or one of the others, Twister or the others, they now have it so you can plug the speakers right into the Raspberry Pi 4, and boom, it's up, it's running, it's good.
I did that. What happened was, and this is weird, there's two different methods to do audio in Linux.
Mm-hmm.
One is ALSA, A-L-S-A, and the other is Pulse Audio. Raspberry Pi loads both. And what it really wants is ALSA. So you uninstall Pulse Audio, and everything works.
Yep.
So I did that, and I'm all good now. But yeah, the Raspberry Pi 400, I keep telling myself I'm holding out for an 8-gig model. That's what I keep telling myself.
It'll probably go higher than that.
Yeah.
From the guys in the forum, hold on a minute. Go ahead. I gotta.
Yeah, that's all right. But yeah, so I was looking into that, and perhaps we'll see. Perhaps we'll see one in my future. Although I was also now looking at HP has a new low end Chromebook. It's purple, by the way, and it's really purple. I mean, it's a serious purple.
Yeah.
And it's only it was on sale for $170 or whatever it was. So I was looking seriously at that too. But the truth is, I need neither. So
it's the fun of it.
Well, that's exactly right.
The 400 would really be cool. But as I was starting to say in the forum, the Arnett that night, the other 2 weeks ago, they're hinting, because they can't say anything for sure, but that the new 4 and Raspberry Pi 4, the 400 and the 4, could be getting a major bump.
Well, I can get 8. Yeah, I've got 8 gig in my 4B.
Yeah, I've got 4. Yeah, that's what I've got mine. But no, they're talking about...
That would be nice in the Raspberry. See, now it's good that I waited.
Yeah?
It's good that I waited.
Well, there's always something better coming.
That's true. But I've been trying not to spend the money.
But then,
not that it matters, but it's only $100.
But this is the thing, though. This is the newest and latest and greatest thing that's out there to play with right now.
That's true.
Because as far as PCs and either the PC side or the Mac side, it's sort of...
Honestly, I've been using Linux for 25 years. So it's not really a game.
Yeah, but no, but playing with this little box that's no bigger than a bar of a soap.
Cool. Oh, good. So Apple switched from the Bash shell to Z shell.
Sure.
And when you install, I think it was Catalina that they switched it on, a little message pops up and says the new shell is Z shell. We've had several people call, all scared that there's this weird black screen with writing on it, and they don't know what it means. Is someone hacking my computer? And the icon for the console log says warning on it. And people are scared because it comes up and says warning. There's something wrong with my... No, that's just the console program. Yeah, but it says warning. It's not the best icon, but that's where you go to see your warnings that the system generated. Yeah, but it keeps listing these things. Yeah, because it's Unix. There's messages delivered every second. There's another 100 messages.
All right, we're going to take a little break. Why don't you make that call and make that pledge during this break? What a great idea. We'll be back with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 29 minutes after the hour. It's Soundbites. It's, and pay attention to this part, member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 34 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. I'd like to thank Janet and Linda, and I think I already thanked Richard and Zachary for their donations. We have an opportunity this week. You have a half an hour to call in. We have an opportunity to beat the polka guys for this week. Clearly, polka people far more generous than computer people. But we could beat them this week if you make that call and make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Click. Dang it! Click that big blue.
New mouth?
Kick that big blue and you'll become a member. Help me not have to say that anymore. Let's get through this pledge drive. Please make the pledge. I don't want to have to say that again. Let's end this pledge. All we need is one pledge of, what, $20,000, and we're good to go.
Yeah.
We were talking about the Ingenuity helicopter during the break that made its second flight, I think, yesterday. It's powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 801.
Wow.
Running Linux.
Of course it is.
Well, it's the first time that an off-the-shelf OS has been used.
Most of
NASA's stuff is custom programmed, maybe based on Linux.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And they only had to rewrite a little of the code versus rewriting a lot of it, which they thought they were going to have to. But what they're worried about right now is because we're getting into the beginning of the sun cycle.
Right.
And there is a big storm that is throwing a big burst of radiation towards Mars, and they're wondering whether that little helicopter is going to be able to survive, depending on how radioactive it is.
Well, we should know soon. It only takes, 15 minutes to get there.
And they're using a lot of not quite off-the-shelf parts, it's a flight demonstration. The whole point of it is to see if it works. It's not actually doing any science itself.
Right.
And it's using Zigbee to communicate back to the rover. which is the same protocols in your smart home.
Yeah.
And it has a Garmin LiDAR on it, so you can get your own LiDAR if you want.
Nice.
Hey.
All right, back to the phones. Our next caller is Mark from Greece, New York. Hi, Mark. What's up?
Hey, guys. It's funny that you mentioned that the Mars thing. I was on Facebook the other day, and I was seeing all these posts, you know, from these conspiracy theorists, and a lot of them don't believe in the moon landing.
Yeah.
They think Stanley Kubrick did it.
Yeah, he did, but he's so demanding that he insisted it be shot on location.
Yeah.
I posted a picture of the lander taking its own photo of its own tracks.
Oh yeah.
And I put above it, I said, I wonder who took this picture now that Stanley Kubrick is dead.
Yeah.
And I've got so many people liking that. It's not funny.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, I wanted to tell you guys, especially Dave, what he said before about YouTube and the gosh darn ads. There is a app for your phone that you can load called, let me see what it's called here. It is called, because we lost the page, it is called New Pipe.
And Blue Pipe?
New, N-E-W, New Pipe. But what you have to do is you have to be a developer on your phone, and you got to get the APK.
Yeah.
Now, I researched it, and I've known a couple people that have used it, and we've all had success with it, and there doesn't seem to be anything suspicious about it, because we all kind of, you know, did our homework. And you can go in and you can go to Google Takeout and get your favorites, and it will take it as a, was it a JOS?
Right, something like that, yeah.
JSON file, and bring it in.
Right.
And the code's available on GitHub, so you can you can examine it if you want.
Right.
Yep, that's what a lot of my buddies did.
Now, what we're talking about here is that on YouTube, there are ads that run on many sites. We don't have enough members yet for that. So that they can monetize their stuff. But the ads run before, and it's often in the middle, and sometimes after, and people get annoyed by it.
I just don't watch it.
Well, here's the thing to do. There is a program called Sponsor Block that you can load in. It's a thing for your
TSR
plugin.
Plugin for your browser.
Okay,
and it's called Sponsor Block, and what it does is it's crowdsourced. So the first person is going to get the ad. The second person is going to get the ad. But as you watch the ad, you can say, you know what? The ad starts here and it ends here. And when enough people say that, Sponsor Block skips the ad.
Cool.
For everybody else. Now, I generally don't watch YouTube until late at night. So by the time I get to it, I haven't seen an ad in a year.
I'll have to check that out.
And you get a what I love is, you know how it tells you how many minutes the thing is? In parentheses after it, it tells you how many real minutes you're going to watch. So you might say, it could say 15 minutes, 38 seconds. Then in parentheses, it'll say 11 minutes and 22 seconds.
So they cut out all the rest of the other bull. Yeah.
Now, a lot of times I'll leave the ads running for the channels I really like.
Yes.
But it's the annoying thing, you know, well, what, the new Mortal Kombat trailer. I had to watch an ad before I could watch the ad for the movie.
Oh.
Now that's how you're neat.
Yeah,
really.
But check out Sponsor Block for when you're on your browser itself, generally, of course, on the desktop or laptop.
Right.
But, Sponsor Block works really, really nicely. Also, if you couple that with uBlock Origin, which I'm on my YouTube page right now, and it has so far blocked 615 things.
Yeah, I notice on my desktop, if I'm using my my Firefox browser, and I've got a couple different ad blockers on there, and I'll go in, and the screen will load, and it'll be blank, and it'll say skip ad, and I skip it, and it just starts.
Right.
Yeah, but that's when they're in the beginning. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, the mid-roll ads are tricky.
So I don't know what that is, but something's blocking it from even coming up.
Yeah, sponsor block is for the interstitials.
Mm-hmm.
Another interesting thing I saw is that when I use CCleaner on my phone,
yeah,
if I go in and it says watch ad to get full version, so every time I launch it, if you watch an ad, you get all the features.
Nice.
After you watch the ad, and then you don't have to watch the whole thing. It tells you can exit now. After so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll take it.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice. Thanks.
So there you go.
But thanks, Mark.
Let me tell you about new pipes. It is. I mean, I've got a bunch of us using it. We all checked it out, and so far we're not having any problems. And a lot of people are using it.
Perfect. Okay. Thanks.
So I haven't heard any complaints.
Good. Good. Okay. Thank you. Good information. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
People are annoyed by ads. Look, this is an ad. We are in a pledge drive. But we only do this twice a year. We only do this twice a year for most of the year.
So that we can stay on the air.
Right, and we only do it so we can stay on the air. And I promise you, the minute we make our nut, we get off. We don't do it. We stop. We don't continue just to get
more
money.
Rob, I'm sure wouldn't mind if all of a sudden the government or the state said, oh, yeah, you're public radio, and we'll donate so much money
to
you.
$1 million.
Yeah, here you go. Don't worry about it. Oh, that doesn't happen. Not with,
us. Small stations like us.
Yeah, we're nonprofit, so, you know.
But, you know, we say we're small, but we have so many listeners.
Mm-hmm.
We not only are a terrestrial radio station, we are also an internet radio station. We have the podcasts. We have the live Sunday night video chat. I mean, come on. How is that not worth a few bucks? How is that not worth
one would
a few
think
bucks
so.
To continue to have this kind of information, this kind of support, this kind of help, this kind of validation available to you all the time? All you have to do is make that call and make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Some of you are not getting the message, so I'm going to say it again. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. It takes less than 2 minutes of your time. It's easy, it's fast, it's convenient. When we hit our goal, we get off of this nonsense and just go back to answering your questions. You want that, we want that, Rob wants that. Let's do it. Pick up the phone, make the call, make the pledge right now.
And, you know, I mean, if anybody has taken the time during when we didn't have a pandemic, we used to have what they called open houses. And you could come down here and see the modest surroundings that we have and that we work out of. It's not like, you know, we're raising tons, you know, millions of dollars to have this big, palatial, you know, studio.
I don't know what kind of palace you're in, but this isn't it, folks.
Yeah, this is just cut out of the corner of Olympia High School, folks. It's one small wedge. We back up to the library.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's two offices, I think.
There might be a second office.
Rob and Derek's.
Yeah.
And then the rest of a couple studios. And then where we broadcast. So,
but
you
there's
know.
There's one office with two desks in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Derek works out of the library.
Derek works out of the library.
You know, and as it is, we share space for just the other side of the window. If you ever came in here, like I said, just the other side of the window, there's a studio for broadcasting. That's also shared with the high school.
Right.
The high school uses it. So, like I say, you know, the amount of money that we request each year to run the station, because it doesn't run for free. We still have to pay for transformers and the electricity and everything else that goes into these, even just the board.
We pay for the board.
Yeah.
But also, you know, how small are we? When we have an open house, we have to ask the school to let us use the library
For extra space.
For the trio, the jazz trios that play.
Yeah.
That's how tiny this space is.
And there are a couple of outdoor concerts scheduled.
Yes, there are.
For this summer. So we're trying to get back into that, too.
And, you know,
and all of that we don't charge for. But we do come to you twice a year to ask you to be generous, to reach deep into your hearts and just a little bit into your pockets and make the pledge and make the call. You count on us.
We're here
and
every Saturday.
We're counting on you.
52 weeks, for the most part, 52 weeks out of the year, the three of us, and I know you folks have heard me say it before, give up, you know, a good part of our day, right in the middle. Right in the middle of the day. And ask yourself, you know, because I've had more folks come up to me and say, when are you guys on? And I go, 12 to 2. I'll try to remember. I'm usually so busy. Yeah. Well, you know what? We could be probably busy, too, with our families. But no, we choose, and we've done this now for 30-plus years, that we come to you every Saturday and answer your computer questions. And like I said just last week, we have been back here, been here since the days of the old 286s and taking you right on through to the modern stuff that's out there right now, talking about the Raspberry Pi 4s and everything else. And we keep you folks up to date on stuff to help make life a little bit easier. Because let's face it, computers are a big part of our lives. Even that phone that you're walking around with is a computer. And we're trying to help you even with those. We get phone questions, and we're answering them, even though we're a computer show.
Right. And we've been doing this for over 31 years. And believe me, my wife would rather have me at market on Saturday.
Yeah.
Believe me when I tell you that.
Or we could sleep in a little bit.
Do the what now?
Huh?
Yeah. But we are here to take your pledge. And to receive your pledge, because you're doing it voluntarily, you're doing it generously. We need your pledge. And if you can't spend a lot of money all at once, we get that. But that's why we have Jazz-O-Matic. For any amount of money from $10 a month on up, you can pledge that amount, and it will automatically come to us so that you get a little bite every month instead of a big bite all at once. But you get the pledge gifts that come with that pledge level.
One thing, there is a gentleman on the phone right now, but if you will please hold on, Kenneth, I see that you're coming up on the board, but hold on, Mike is on the phone right now taking a pledge, so please be patient. Yep. We will get to you, just hang on.
Hang on, we're believe me, at this, you know, 50 weeks out of the year, we're here to answer your computer questions for just a few weeks out of the year. Pledges are more important, so we'll take those first.
Yeah.
That's simply the way that works. And so please be patient if you're with a call. And, of course, if you're calling to pledge, God bless you, and stay on the line. Michael will get to you as soon as humanly possible. There are or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Click the Donate Now button, and it takes just a couple of minutes. And we're very happy to take your donation and to turn that donation into way more computer information and computer knowledge and computer help and a little bit of humor and camaraderie as well. We'd like to thank Mike for his donation. Thank you so much, Mike. You can join Mike and Janet and Linda and Richard and Zachary and Jim and Marianne and Dolores and Michael and Charles and all the people from last week and the week before and easily, quickly, conveniently become a member of the Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites families. It takes just a couple of minutes of your time, and it makes it easy, convenient, and simple. And as we keep saying, It means that instead of listening to us asking and complaining and praying that people will become members, we can simply and easily just stop doing that, and you can be there listening to us have a show. And I want to thank David as well for his generous donation. Thank you, David.
You count on us, and we're counting on you.
That's exactly right. And we only come to you a couple of times a year, but we're counting on you to do what's right. And you know what's right. What's right is to make the call and make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We have so much that we talk about these days. It's not just computers anymore. As Dave said, no. We're talking about phones. We're talking about Raspberry Pis. We're talking about tablets. We're talking about radio, ham radio.
Yeah.
We'll talk about all of those things. But again,
but not turkey radio.
But not turkey radio, just ham radio. Real ham. The tryptophan puts us to sleep. So if you want to make that call and make that pledge and guarantee that we stay on the air, it's real simple, 585. See, I'm just going to keep saying it until you
call.
Well,
see, that's the one thing, though, Nick, and you just pointed it out, too. As I said last week, it has changed so much. Computers were just that box that sat on top of your desk and you worked on. Now computers have entered so many other areas and are part of our lives, whether it's our watches, our phones, that little tablet that you walk around with.
Like robots said, on other planets have computers.
Yeah, I mean, the technology has been changing so fast, and we try to keep you up to date with it. The other, like we're saying back at Christmas time, go try a Raspberry Pi. We came up with some ideas that, you know, like I say, you can't go into the store now and just sit there and ooh and ah, all the big boxes.
Right.
There's just laptops and tablets. That's how much it's changed.
Right.
But we've been there to kind of walk you through what you could do. Other suggestions, like go into a Chromebook, because now everything's cloud-based. And it'll do everything that that laptop or that would do before for you. But you got the ability to be portable. And a Chromebook is a great solution in that, as we've told many of folks, you don't have to worry about spyware, malware, or viruses right now. Because it protects itself.
Right.
So, you know, we come up with a lot of great solutions to actually save you money.
And think of how much of your computing day is on the web. I'll guarantee it's a vast, significant portion of your day. And so why you could do that as easily on a Chromebook as you do it anywhere else. Unless you're a programmer or unless you're running a bespoke program, you know, and a lot of people run local versions of things like TurboTax, but you can do all that online as well.
Yeah.
And so there's very little that you do on a computer that you cannot do on a Chromebook.
Well,
and now you can run Android apps and Linux apps.
Well, that's the one thing I've said. If folks will take just even a few minutes, if you're out driving around, just look off to the side, the street corners and everything else. I guarantee you'll see over 75% of the folks with their face down into the phone. Because they're either texting or, you know, surfing the web or watching a movie. Because computers have become such a big part of our lives that they can't be without it.
Yeah,
you know, oh, I got to have my phone. I got to be able to get a hold of this, my kids, you know, if something, you know, happens or anything else. So, you know, it's become very much a part, an appendage.
Right. And a lot of people you see everywhere with e-readers while mm-hmm. they're sitting somewhere. And those are all pads. They're all tablet computers,
mm-hmm.
whether it's an iPad or a Kindle or an Android tablet. You see people carrying them all the time. Those need help and support as well.
How about just the vehicle you get into nowadays? You hop into the car, and oh, there comes up the GPS.
The computer with wheels.
And it'll tell you.
You can start your car with your phone. You can turn up those heated seats. I hate you, by the way.
Thank you.
With
I love it. I have mine. I knew it was going to snow both, you know, Wednesday and Thursday. So with the phone app there, I can sit there and say, yeah, turn it on 10 minutes before I'm going to go. I walk out to a nice warm car. It comes standard now.
Yeah, I hate you. Just so you know.
And it does it with a satellite.
The button for my heated seat is right where I put my phone. So I'll frequently accidentally turn it on. Why is my butt so hot? Oh, yeah.
This is why I don't have a heated seat. I don't just use, because of that.
Oh, I love it.
My wife loves it, though.
Mine's on the console, so you can't.
Yeah, I don't care.
Excuse me.
Your car's just old.
My car is old, and I'm old. My car is...
matches you.
My car is a 2009. And I've had it 11, 12 years.
You could get a car that's only half as old and it would have twice as many features.
That's exactly right. But you know what? That car was incredibly inexpensive. Gets me everywhere I want to go. Took me to and from Rockford, Illinois, where my daughter was in college many, 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 many times. And boy, is it a comfortable car.
That's the key.
I call it the TARDIS because it's way bigger on the inside than it looks. And it's comfortable and it's easy to drive, and I love it. It's a great car. At any rate, we're only here for another minute or so, but you have plenty of time to call. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I'm talking to you, you people who listen to the podcast. Make that pledge. Jazz901.org. Pledge securely online. It's easy. It's fast. It's convenient. It takes just a couple of minutes, and you'll feel smug. Your breath will be fresher. Your life will be happier. Everything will be better. Void where prohibited.
And I'm going to jump in here for a moment. We just had Daniel become a member, and thank you, Daniel, for your contribution.
Thank you, Daniel. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. Join Daniel. Daniel and David and Mike and Janet and Linda and Richard and Zachary and Jim and Marianne and Dolores and Michael and Charles, and become a member. It takes just a few minutes of your time and you will be a superhero. We are done for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray. I'm Nick Francesco. You still have plenty of time wherever you are in the world to make that call and make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Don't put it off. Don't procrastinate. Do it right now and you're done.